This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
Tragedy struck the church last weekend when news came out that a beloved megachurch pastor, author, and speaker had died. And the cause of death seems to be suicide. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Darren Patrick, teaching pastor at Seacoast Church in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, has reportedly died due to what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to a church statement. However, no official cause of death has been released at the time of recording. The Religion News Service reported that Patrick was a rising star in Reformed evangelical circles as of 2015, even serving as the vice president of the Acts 29 Church Planning Network. However, he was then fired from Journey Church, a church he founded in St. Louis, for abuse of power and misconduct, including inappropriate meetings, conversations, and phone calls with two women. In a 2019 interview with Christianity Today, Patrick said he got counseling and went through a 26-month restoration process. He returned to ministry as a preacher, but did not become a senior pastor again, keeping him accountable to other leaders. In a statement, Seacoast Church wrote, "God allowed Seacoast to be a part of Darren's story in a time when he needed a family. He was a gift to us, and we are thankful for the time the Lord gave him to us. His influence and impact cannot be measured. We are surrounding the Patrick family with our prayers and support during this time." Many leaders have expressed confusion, shock, and grief regarding Patrick's death on social media. Please pray for God to comfort his friends and his family during this season of mourning. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.